Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play music in the spoken word.
Now playing music in the spoken word.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
We've heard a lot over the last week about picking sides. Israel, Hamas, and Palestine. Borders, left and right, Democrat and Republican. Even within the Republican Party, everyone's picking a side. When you pick a side, it fosters contempt. When you pick a side, it prevents real listening. So what if in all of this right, wrong, left, right, good, bad, what if instead of always picking a side, instead we started by choosing our position? Let's begin.
Think you know the news of the day? Think again with Boyd Matheson on KSL News Radio.
We are thrilled today to have joining us on the program, William Derezowitz is an essayist. He's a critic. He's the author of five different books and had a piece that just caught our attention about persuasion, about the fact that it's about taking a position, not a side. And Bill, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
So give us a little bit of the lay of the land there in this age of rage, and we always try to divide the rage from the reason around here and elevate the conversation. You really articulated incredibly well one of the things that we must do if we're going to start having different kinds of conversations across our differences. Give us the backstory.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that struck me very suddenly one day, which is just a very simple, fundamental thing about the way we talk about our beliefs and our beliefs in relation to other people's beliefs. We're always talking about sides. And one day, you know, which side are you on? Left or right, you know, Democrat, Republican, whatever. One day I was listening to actually a much more interesting conversation. I don't remember what it was about, but it was a more in-depth discussion where various different positions were being presented. And I thought, oh yeah, there's that thing we used to call positions. What is your position on an issue, not what side you're on, but what's your position? And I think that just that change of vocabulary came along for me with a really important change of mindset. Because when you talk about sides, it's implicit in the word that there's going to be only two, and they're going to be opposites, right? Two sides of a coin,
right.
You know. Positions already means that there can be several positions there, and in fact, really on almost any issue that we argue about, there are multiple positions. We often only hear about two of them because they're the ones that are the approved position on the two sides of the argument, but actually they're usually a bunch of different places to land. And that, we can talk about this more, but that starts to put the conversation in motion.
Yeah, well, and it prevents the false choice of the either or. It's either you're all for this and all against that. As you said, there's so many points of the compass, and often the better solutions are not the either or side position, but it's a combination of a lot of those positions really on all points of the compass.
I think that that's a great point. And I love the metaphor that you use, which is compass. Right. Not, you know, spectrum or line, which I think is the way we normally, you know, when we say from right to left, even there, we're talking about this line where it's like they line up and you always know which side, you know, are you to the left of this person? You talk about compass. There's a little dimensionality there. Things can go in different directions. And as you said, very often the best solutions or just the best thoughts come from bringing different positions together to talk to each other and combining the best elements of them all.
Yeah, because you really get that broader perspective as you have that kind of conversation, rather than we each hunker down in our camp, which also gets us locked into I'm right, you're wrong, which then leads to the next bad thing in the downward death spiral, which is not only are you wrong, but you're wrong and evil. And it seems right. to me that by taking this position approach, we transcend a lot of those things that lead us into the bad places and spaces of conversation.
I think that's right. I mean, it's a whole different psychology. Like you just said, the psychology of sides is kind of a psychology of combat and of demonizing each other. And the psychology of positions, I mean, among other things, I think it requires you to be less emotional, less reactive or reflexive, and more thoughtful. Because, even just implicit in the word, a position is something that you've thought through and are willing to continue to think about.
Yeah, and that thinking, stopping in, we always talk about it in the context of think again and avoid that instant certainty that I think is also part of the sides issue. Because if it's a side thing, it's really easy to be instantly certain in terms of right, wrong, good, bad, all of that. So unpack that for us just a little bit in terms of some context. You pointed out in your piece just some really good examples of how we could take position to avoid instant certainty and instant hunker down and have a different kind of conversation.
Right. Well, one example I give is the abortion debate. You know, we normally think there's the pro-life side and the pro-choice side. But if you start to think in terms of positions, you'd recognize there's some people who believe abortion should be illegal in all cases. There are actually relatively few, because even people who are supposedly pro-life would say they're pro-life, generally would make an exception for rape and incest, the life of the mother. Then there's 6 weeks, 12 weeks, 15 weeks, 23 weeks, which is Roe. I think there's some people, maybe not many, who believe that the right should be unrestricted even in the third trimester. So those are different positions on a spectrum. But as I point out, just acknowledging that they exist requires you to recognize that the absolute beliefs of the two quote-unquote sides, on the one hand, life is sacred, and on the other hand, a woman has a right to control her own body. Almost nobody believes that, either of those things, absolutely. If you believe life is sacred, you can't make any exceptions. If you believe that a woman has a right to control her own body, you would be in favor of abortion up until the moment that labor begins. Mm. Nobody really thinks that way. But the logic of sides and the sort of emotional, the whole thing, forces people to forget that actually even their own beliefs are more complicated than they are allowed to acknowledge, and stay in good standing with their tribe.
Yeah. I want you to get to, you close out your piece with something that I think is so profound. And I want you to dig into this for us a little bit, that this idea that sides are for partisans, positions are for citizens. Explain that for us.
We're all partisans to a certain extent, including myself. But again, like the logic and psychology of partisanship is we must destroy the other side. We must win. And also the other side is not legitimate. Mm. And the logic of citizens is, and this is, I think, a difficult thing, is that the other side is legitimate. You might completely disagree with them, but they have a legitimate right to think what they think, say what they say, and to have an equal right to shape our collective future. I mean, you're still going to combat them politically and in argument, but you're acknowledging as a citizen that we're all citizens with equal value and an equal place in our, in our republic. And that's really an idea that'll really gotten lost in the current environment.
It really has, and we're so grateful that you have brought this to the front. This is something we try to get to, and as I've been listening to you today, Bill, I keep thinking we often talk about it in the context of being able to communicate across our differences, but really that's still more a side approach. It's really transcending our differences and seeing again from that point of position that you described. This is great thinking, great writing. And Bill, we really appreciate you joining us on Inside Sources today.
I appreciate being on. Thank you.
Think again on Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.